Hey, good morning, family. What an awesome day to be alive. We are back. God has been great and gracious, and he's worthy to be praised, gifting us with another day. Thank God for this gift called Wednesday, a day we've never seen before, one we'll never see again. And it is the morning vitamin with your friend, your homie, your pastor. Levita Bessel, you are number one today. You are number one. Got your thing together. You're number one. Good morning to you. Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, Shanta. Good morning, those who are on the call. Tiff Mac Geo, good morning. I am excited, family. Listen, yesterday was a record, y'all. Almost 800 views. Y'all put it down. Good morning, Phyllis Fisher from Delaware. Vera, Jay Black, good morning. Dialobi from New York. Tawana, good morning. We put it down yesterday, almost 800 views, and it happened simply because you repost this video and you're sharing with your friends, and it's catching on like wildfire, and I bless God for you. Good morning, Bev, Levita. Hey, what's up, Dupree? Good morning, Mom Dukes. I'm excited at just ministry going forward. It is a blessing, and may God continue to bless you. And let's see if we can do it again today. Listen, many people have been in my inbox and in the comments asking, hey, how can I sow? How can I sow into the ministry? Hey, I'm honored and blessed. Anything and everything that you do goes toward getting this ministry out. Hey, Tanya Felder from New York, good morning to you. Gets this ministry out right there in your comments. You've been wondering how I can be online and also posting at the same time. That's because I got a team. I got a marketing department, and we are working. And they're putting out our vehicle where you can sow seed into the ministry. And I don't want to do this every day. I'm not going to get on here every day talking about, you got to get, no, on Wednesdays can be our day where those of you who want to sow seed, you can sow seed right here on Wednesday. So the vehicle will be there. You'll see it'll pop up under my face and a little bit of everywhere. And you can sow your seed and know that it's going to advance the kingdom of God and to be a blessing to others. So sow that seed and watch God do some incredible things in your life. Make sure you repost this video and tell your friends to become my friends so we can just continue to do what we got to do. And I'm believing God that we're going to break this record today. Let's pray. We are praying for two daughters who have reached out to us who are part of your morning vitamin family. I want you to keep Katrina and Karen in your prayers today, that God would just minister to their circumstance. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty. You do all things well. God, I thank you for just another opportunity to bless your name and to give you praise, for your name is great and it is worthy to be praised. God, you do all things well. You are the God of heaven and earth, and I thank you for this, my morning vitamin family. God, I pray this morning for Katrina and Karen. God, you know their circumstances. You know their individual situations, God, and you know what they're lifting up before you, God, and we come together as a morning vitamin family to lift up our sisters now in the name of Jesus. God, would you speak into their circumstance? God, where there's need of healing, would you heal and deliver? God, give them comfort. God, turn things around in their favor. God, you can bat an eye and all will be well. So God, I pray for those who are having procedures, God, if it's your will that they have the procedure. God, I pray that you sanitize the room. God, I pray that you touch every doctor, every nurse. God, I pray that you just do what only a real God can do. Matter of fact, God, you be the doctor this morning. You be the healer this morning, and we will bless you. God, I pray for all those who are on this call, who are watching us live and by repost, God, that you would continue to speak into their lives and cause miracles to flow. And for this, God, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, tonight at 7 p.m., join us for Word Lovers Bible Study. People want to know, how can you get strong? If you want to get strong, you've got to get this word in your belly. You can't get enough word. With all that you're dealing with and with all that you're believing God for and with all the potential on the inside of you, you can't get enough word. Let's go. Let's go right now. Isaiah chapter 40. I hope y'all not tired of these eagles, y'all. This thing has been blessing me tremendously. It's been blessing me tremendously. Thank God to you, Evangelist Pyron. I see you. Good morning to you from Mississippi, I believe. Good morning to you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary, there is no searching of his understanding. Here we once again talk about the greatness of our God. He's not weary. He's awesome and mighty. Good morning, Gemini. Good morning, Uncle Webb. Good morning to you. He giveth power to the faint, and to them he have no, that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary and utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the year where we are believing God for great things, and we are going to fly to higher heights. We're coming up and out. I want to talk to you this morning from something, a topic that God gave me. This is what it sounds like when eagles cry. What it sounds like when eagles cry. I was doing some research and some study, and I wanted to know, why did eagles shout and cry like they do? Why do they release this screeching sound into the atmosphere? Why do they do it? And they do it for three reasons that there's a parallel for your life. Number one, to provoke fear in the enemies. Eagles fly so high that when they begin to scream, even their enemies can't tell where it's coming from. How does that apply to us? Family, you've got a cry and a praise inside of you, but you're on such a higher level that it's confusing your enemies how you can still praise God with all that you have to do. You have to get to a point now where you're not only unafraid to worship, but you're not afraid of your own worship. Your worship is not a talent contest. Your worship is not something that you are competing with everybody else. You'll see here that the eagle uses this to provoke fear in the enemy. One thing I know is that the enemy, your adversaries, are afraid of those who know how to worship. I saw a movie one time where somebody gave somebody a good gut punch. I mean, it was a good one. Boom. And they bent over real strong. And instead of falling out, they did something crazy in the movie. They looked up and just started laughing. Ha, 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 ha. What are you saying, Wilson? I'm saying when you've taken the enemy's best shot, you've got to open your mouth and still continue to worship and tell them, is that the best you got? You don't know who you are talking to. Have you read Isaiah 40 and 28, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This little thing that I'm going through, this ain't nothing. My strength is on the way, and when I get, I'm going to a level where you can't reach me. So the enemy cannot take it when we worship. Once again, your worship is not a talent contest. Your worship is not to impress others. Your worship is to strike fear in the hearts of the enemy that you're not dealing with no ordinary churchgoer. You're dealing with a believer. You're dealing with someone who has an eagle mentality, and you won't even see where my worship is coming from. You can't even understand. The song says, you don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You don't know my pain, what I had to go through just to get here. You'll never understand my praise, my worship. So don't try to figure it out. Just know that my worship is for real. Somebody post that right now. My worship is for real. So eagles scream to strike fear in the heart of the enemy. They do it from a level where the enemy can't even see who it is. Here's the other reason. Verse 2, part 2, the eagles scream to warn others of danger. Just in case there's an adversary down there, the eagles scream to warn other eagles of danger. We have to become a community that when danger is in the area, we just don't take care of ourselves, but we are warning others. Family, I want to warn you that a life without prayer is going to make you weak. A life without worship is going to emaciate you spiritually. You've got to learn how to shout, not when the sun is shining, but you got to shout when the rain is pouring, when the thunder is rolling, when the lightning is flashing. Ah, you know the old adage, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. Growing up in New York, when that rainy season came, we would love to go outside and play in the rain, jump in puddles, and mama would come to the door. Y'all get in here, it's raining outside. Mama, just let us play it just a little while longer. What, she would say, y'all don't have enough sense to come in out the rain. Family, believers, we can worship and dance in the storm. Why? Because we understand that our strength is not just in who we are, it's in whose we are. My third point, you're letting everybody know when you shout that there's greatness flying above. You're letting everybody know that you're not dealing with no pigeon, no chicken, no turkey, no buzzard, no hawk. You're looking at an eagle. Eagles have some kind of savoir faire. They got some kind of gangster thing that they do. They don't even look like other birds. Family, there's something on you that attracts drama, but there's something on you that also attracts respect. The eagle, just their walk, just their wingspan, shows everybody else this ain't no ordinary bird. This bird won't be in the pot. Let me share something with you. Why won't eagles be in the pot? You need to understand this. Eagles are protected by the government. You can eat a chicken any day, but eagles have been protected by the government. Family, I don't care what you're going through. You have been protected greater than something than your government. You have been protected by the word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. You are protected. Eagles, let everyone know that there's greatness flying above you. I'm just not ordinary. There's greatness on the inside of me. Psalm chapter 47, verse 1 says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet." That's why the eagle is shouting. The eagles are shouting because we understand that we're flying high, but there's a God still above us. Our power is not in us. Our power is in our God. And Psalm 47 says that God will subdue all adversaries under our feet. Family, this is the day that you recognize that the eagle in me is strong and mighty. I provoke fear in the enemies when I shout. I warn others of danger in the area. And number three, I let you know there's greatness flying above you. Why? Because it's not who I am, it's whose I am. Our God, the Most High God, will subdue every adversary underneath our feet. That's why we worship him. That's why we praise him. So today, family, I'm challenging each and every one of you eagles. Let that cry out. Let that shout out. I don't care where you got to go. I don't care what you got to do in your car, sneak to the restroom on your job. Every now and then, you've got to lift your hand and say to God, "I thank you for the good, the bad, the up and the down. And in spite of all that I've been through, you've still taken care of me." That's why I praise you. That's why I give you glory. That's what it sounds like when eagles cry. It sounds like victory. It sounds like triumph. It sounds like miracles. Let's pray. Awesome God you are, magnificent God you are. I pray today that we start an avalanche of worship from eagles. God, some are going to worship you in the truck, in the elevator, in the car, while walking, God. Some are going to worship you in the most odd places today. But it's amazing to know that wherever we worship, you're already there. God, and our worship does something incredible, God. It lets the enemy know that they're not dealing with nobody ordinary. God, it lets warns others of danger, God, but it also lets everybody know that there's greatness still in us. So, God, I pray that every eagle on this call today lets out that cry. Let the enemy know this is what it sounds like when eagles cry. So, Father, we bless you and we lift you high today. You are the wind beneath our wings. You are the power in our cry. And for this we bless you, God. We thank you and we lift you high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, I love you and I'm praying for you today. Let's see if we can do it again today. Post this video. Tell your friends to become my friends right here on Facebook Live. Let's see if we can get 800 to 1,000. I keep speaking it, and it's coming to pass. Those of you who want to sow that seed. It will bless your life. The ministry will continue to grow and do great things. Know that I love you, and I'm lifting you up today. Bless God for each and every one of you, and may God's mercies rest on you today. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever fly alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory and amen. I love y'all. Don't forget Bible study tonight, 7 p.m. Log on right here with us. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.